This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of 36 states and union territories of Anti-Narcotics Task Force, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are also attending the conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the Drug-Free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country. Mr. Shah added that the fight against drugs can only be successful when all departments of the central and state governments work together, moving in the same direction.
विश्व भर में जहां से ड्रग सप्लाई होती है वो दोनों क्षेत्र दुर्भाग्य से हमारे नजदीक है। अगर एक बार एक सीमा से ज्यादा ये बदी बढ़ जाती है तो इससे उभरना हमारे लिए बहुत लंबा समय लगेगा। इसलिए यही समय है कि हम इसके खिलाफ मजबूती के साथ लड़े और आने वाले दिनों में ड्रग हमारे युवाओं की जीवन और हमारी अगली पीढ़ियां बर्बाद न कर पाए इस प्रकार का एक तंत्र सुनिश्चित करें।
On the occasion, Home Minister released Narcotics Control Bureau Annual Report 2024 and launched online drug disposal campaign. Prime Minister of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat in New Delhi today. He also visited Sadaiv Atal and paid tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Later, the Mauritius Prime Minister called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has decided to further extend the due date for filing the income tax returns, ITRs, for assessment year 2025-26 till today. Income Tax India informed this in a social media post late last night. It said the decision has been taken after reported technical glitches that disrupted ITR filings yesterday. Originally, the due date for filing of ITRs was the 31st of July, which was extended up to the 15th of September. In Uttarakhand, heavy overnight rainfall in Dehradun's Sahastrdhara area has severely disrupted daily life in the state capital. Nearly 100 people were safely rescued through a prompt relief and rescue operation conducted by the administration. Several other parts of the city also witnessed damage to roads and bridges due to the continuous rainfall. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an on-ground inspection of the affected areas and reviewed the relief efforts. He reaffirmed that the state government stands firmly with every affected family. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert today for heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat districts, along with a warning of intense rain in other parts of the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone today to get a detailed update on the situation arising from heavy rainfall in the state. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today inaugurated Apollo Athena, Asia's first dedicated cancer centre for women in New Delhi. The Chief Minister said that Apollo Athena is a milestone in the women's healthcare sector. Ms. Gupta added that it will not only benefit women in Delhi, but also women across the country and the world.
आज हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर में एक माइलस्टोन वर्क यहाँ हुआ है अपोलो एथीना जो कि वुमेन हेल्थ केयर में एक बड़ा काम है पूरे एशिया का सबसे पहला महिलाओं के लिए कैंसर ट्रीटमेंट का इंस्टीट्यूशन इससे न केवल दिल्ली की बल्कि पूरे देश की और पूरे वर्ल्ड की महिलाओं को मदद मिलने वाली है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today congratulated Anand Kumar Velkumar for securing a gold medal at the Speed Skating World Championships 2025 in China in the senior men's 1,000-meter sprint event. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held an expanded meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to discuss Iran, the strike in Doha and efforts to free hostages. During the meeting held at Netanyahu's Jerusalem office, Rubio put the Trump administration's full support behind Benjamin Netanyahu. And with that, we end this news bulletin.